奉主耶稣圣名讲话。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
谢谢加勒执事的提醒。原来我第一次讲耶稣养气到现在已经过了20年了。
It was because of Deacon Caleb's reminder that I realized that I've spoken, the last time I spoke on the book of Joshua was 20 years ago.
那也谢谢教会的安排，20年后这一次又来跟大家一同来查考耶稣养气。
We thank the arrangement of the church that after 20 years, I have the opportunity to study together with all of you, the book of Joshua.
他们也建议我不要按照我以往查经的惯例一节一节的来讲解。
They have also suggested to me not to use my usual style, which is to go through every single verse, verse by verse.
要将约书亚记的内容做一个简单的介绍。
But to do a simple introduction of the content of the book of Joshua.
然后提出一些重要的教训来彼此勉励就好。
And to raise up some of the important teachings for mutual exhortation.
因此我就按照所说的来先讲约书亚记的简介。
So I will follow what has been dictated to me. I will give a simple introduction to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记的作者是约书亚。
The author for the book of Joshua is Joshua.
根据犹太人的希伯来圣经的注释书陶木所记载，约书亚是作者。
According to the commentary of the Jewish Bible, which is the Talmud, it is said that the author of Joshua is Joshua himself.
在约书亚记24章。
And in Joshua chapter 24,
29到33节
verses 29 to 33,
这里谈到约书亚他死了的事。
Here records of what would happen after Joshua dies.
这一小段当然就不是约书亚写的，而是他人所补充的。
So this short passage from verse 29 onwards in the last chapter would have been added on by someone else, would not have been written by Joshua himself.
约书亚记所包括的时间大约是25年。
The span of time from which is recorded in the book of Joshua is about 25 years.
根据犹太历史学家约瑟夫他所做的犹太古代史记载。
And according to Josephus, in the book which is written, the Antiquities of the Jews.
他把约书亚的一生分为三个阶段。
He divided the life or the lifetime of Joshua into three separate segments.
在埃及地生活45年。
He was living in the land of Egypt for 45 years.
出埃及跟摩西同工40年。
And then he departed from Egypt in Exodus and co-worked with Moses for 40 years.
那在85岁的时候，就接续摩西的领导工作，带领以色列人进攻迦南地。
And at the age of 85, he took over the work of Moses to lead the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
他死的时候是110岁。
And he died at the age of 110.
所以他在迦南地做领袖是25。
So he would have been a leader in the land of Canaan for about 25 years.
那约书亚他们用了多少年的征战才征服了迦南地呢？
And how many years did the people of Israel have to fight in order to conquer the land of Canaan?
大约是经过了7年的征战。
Would have been at least 7 years.
这七年的征战是根据加勒的话来计算的。
And these 7 years are calculated based on what Caleb himself said.
我们请看约书亚记的14章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 14.
第7节。
Verse 7.
请念。
Joshua chapter 14, verse 7. Verse 7. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him as it was in my heart.
10-12节
verses 10 to 12 verses 10 to 12 Verse 10. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he has said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke these words to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day, 85 years old. As yet I'm as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in.
加勒说，当摩西差派他去窥探迦南地的时候，他40岁。
So Caleb mentioned that he was 40 years old when he was sent by Moses to spy out the land of Canaan.
然后他们在旷野漂流了38年才开始进攻迦南地。
And then the people of Israel had to wander in the wilderness for 38 years before they started to conquer Canaan.
那个时候加勒是78岁。
By that time, Caleb would have been 78 years old.
那征战得到迦南地以后,
and after they conquered the land of Canaan,
约书亚就把迦南地分给12个支派为业。
Joshua started to divide the land of Canaan to become the inheritance of the tribes, the 12 tribes.
那个时候他85岁。
And at that time, he was 85 years old.
所以从他78岁进攻迦南地一直到分地的时候85岁，那一共是经过了七年的时间。
So from the age, it takes about 7 years, from the time that he was, wandering the wilderness, no, sorry, wrong, from the time when he entered, crossed River Jordan to attack, Canaan.
这七年的征战对以色列人来说是最难忘的一个战争。
And these 7 years of war would have been the most memorable kind of a battle or war for the people of Israel.
也是一个最重要的战争。
But it was also the most important war, most important fight.
他们占领的土地其实并不是很大。
The land which they conquered wasn't really very big.
但是那个意义却是非常重大。
But its significance is truly great.
因为这是以色列历史上的一个新的开始。
Because it is a historical beginning for the people of Israel.
他们有了自己的土地。
They have their own land.
他们可以建立自己的国度，就是神祭司的国度。
And they can establish their own kingdom, which is the kingdom of priests.
更重要的是印证了神对他子民所说的话，没有一句是落空的。
And what's more important is that whatever God has said to the people, none of it fell to the ground.
我们请看约书亚记的23章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 23.
我们读14节到16节。
Verses 14 to 16. Joshua chapter 23, verses 14 to 16. Verse 14. Behold, this day I'm going the way of all the earth, and you know all, in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass, for you have not one word, not one of them has failed. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all the good things have come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so the Lord will bring upon him or you all harmful things until he has destroyed you from the good end which the Lord your God has given you. When you have transgressed the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed down to them, and the anger of the Lord will burn against you, and you shall perish quickly from the good land which he has given to you.
约书亚说他现在要走世人必走的路了。
Joshua mentioned that he was to go the way of the earth, of all the people of the earth.
他最后的话就是劝诫以色列人。
And his final words was a reminder to the people of Israel.
神所应许赐福给以色列人的话没有一句落空。
Imploring the people to remember that every word which God has spoken has come to pass, none has failed.
都应验在他们的身上。
All has been fulfilled on the people of Israel.
但不要忽略了一件事情。
But they must not overlook something.
神的话没有一句落空，不但是应验在福气上，也应验在祸患上。
When the word of God will always come to pass, it is not only referring to blessings, but also to cursings, to woes.
他们如果违背神的话，不遵守以神所立的约。
But the people did not obey the commandment of God. They transgressed against his commandments.
他们去敬拜偶像，不敬拜神。
To worship idols instead of the true God.
那神所说的各样灾祸也必定临到他们的身上。
Then all the calamities which God has promised would definitely come upon the people.
一句也不落空的。
Because none of the words of God will fail, all will come to pass.
好，那为什么以色列人分得土地以后？
But why was it that the people of Israel, after they divided the land,
加勒他还要跟那里的亚纳族人征战呢？
Caleb still had to go and fight with the Anak, the people of Anak, the people who fought in Hebron.
他对约书亚说，
So Caleb said to Joshua,
我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。
That my strength was then as it is now.
虽然那里有亚纳族人，他们的城墙也是很宽大、很坚固。
And although there are the Anakites there, it is a fortified cities.
但是神与我同在，我就能够把他们赶出去。
But when God is with me, I will be able to drive out the enemies.
不是已经征服迦南地了吗？怎么还要再打战呢？
Didn't the people of Israel already conquer the land of Canaan? Why is it that there is still a need to go and fight?
我们请看约书亚记的十一章。
Listen to Joshua chapter 11.
23节。
Verse 23. Joshua chapter 11, verse 23. Verse 23. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses.And Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel, according to the divisions by the tribes. Then the land rested from war.
我们再看十三章。
And let's turn to
chapter 13,
verses 1 and 2. Chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. Now Joshua was old and advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, You're old and advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed. This is the land that yet...remains all the territory of the Philistines and all that of the Geshurites.
我们再读第六跟第七节。
Let's read verses 6 and 7. To continue, verses 6 and 7. All the inhabitants of the mountains from Lebanon as far as the brook Misrephoth, and all the Sidonians, them I will drive out from before the children of Israel, only divided by lot to Israel as an inheritance, as I've commanded you.7. Now therefore divide this land as an inheritance to the nine tribes and a half tribe of Manasseh.
这两处的经文看起来好像有点矛盾。
So when we read these two passages, it seems to be contradictory.
前面说耶稣亚已经夺了一切的地，然后把这个地分给他们为业了。
Chapter 11 tells us that Joshua took all the land and divided the land according to the tribes, the divisions of the tribes.
于是国中太平，没有征战了。
And so the land rested from war.
可是后面神对约书亚说，
But in chapter 13, God says to Joshua,
你已经年纪老迈了，但还有许多未得之地。
That you're old and advanced in years, yet there's still much land that is to be possessed.
但是神叫他先把所得的地研究分给以色列人为业。
But God then instructed him to distribute the land which they already have amongst the children of Israel.
虽然还有未得之地。
So although there were still unconquered lands.
虽然还有没有打败的敌人。
And although there were still undefeated enemies,
但是神要约书亚凭着信心先把所得的地分给各个支派。
But God wanted Joshua by faith to distribute the land to the different tribes.
目的就是要让各支派他们自己要负责把他们当地的敌人赶出去。
And the reason is so that the different tribes would now bear the responsibility to drive out the enemies who were remaining in their land.
当然神会帮助他们。
And of course God would aid them in this.
因为神说了。
Because God said,
我会在以色列人面前把这些敌人都赶出去的。
That I will drive out these people from the children of Israel. from before until now.
可见的征服迦南地有两个阶段。
It shows that the conquest of Canaan actually took place over two phases.
在头七年的征战当中。
In the first 7 years, in that period of war, that first phase,
大体上都已经征服了迦南地。
We can largely say that large pieces of the land of Canaan were already overtaken, conquered already.
在第十二章的二十四节里面说，
And in chapter 12, verse 24, it says,
这里记载约书亚总共战胜了31个王。
It records that Joshua was victorious over 31 kings.
所以他们可以先分地居住，可以先安定下来。
Which is why they were able to divide the land amongst the children of Israel so that they could peacefully rest.
于是国中没有太平，国中太平没有战争这一句话，是说暂时没有战争，并不是说从此不用战争。
Which is why the verse says that the land rested from war was actually referring to a temporal stoppage of fighting. It wasn't a permanent one.
因为实际上还有许多地还没有得到的。
Because the reality was that there were still many unconquered lands.
还有敌人是要赶出去的。
There were still enemies that need to be driven away.
他们还不能够真正的安居乐业的。
And the people of Israel could not truly have rest.
所以他们还需要继续的征战。
That's why they continued to fight.
好，那约书亚记的内容大概可以分为三段。
Now the content of the book of Joshua can be divided into three parts.
第一段就是进入迦南地。
The first part is about entering into the land of Canaan.
那就是从第一章到第五章。
That's from chapter 1 to chapter 5.
第一章我们看到神勉励约书亚要刚强壮胆进攻迦南地。
In chapter 1, we see God encouraging Joshua to be strong and very courageous, to be prepared to enter the land of Canaan for conquest.
约书亚也同时勉励约旦河东的两个支派要派人跟他们一同进去攻打迦南地。
And Joshua again went to prepare the 2.5 tribes to encourage those men that they had to cross over River Jordan with the rest of the people of Israel to attack the people of Canaan.
那么第二章就记载约书亚派两个探子去窥探耶利哥。
And the next few chapters records of Joshua sending the spies to spy out the city of Jericho.
那两个探子结果被拉赫拯救。
And the two spies were actually saved by Rahab.
这两个探子也许诺他们也要拯救拉合一家。
And these spies then promised Rahab that the people of Israel would deliver or save Rahab and her family.
为什么约书亚还要派探子去窥探呢？
Well, the question comes to our mind, why would Joshua still need to send spies to spy out the land?
难道他没有从历史中得到教训吗？
Joshua not learn from history to learn that in the past something did happen because people spied on the land?
上一次他们就是因为派12个探子，那结果回来报告败坏了整件事情。
It was because they sent 12 spies in the past and 10 of them had bad report and that caused the whole of Israel to not be able to enter into Canaan.
先去窥探看起来是个好意，但是结果却是做坏事。
So to take the step to spy on the land, although it seems to be a very good thing in the first place, but in reality, it really wrecked the entire plan.
那怎么约书亚还要犯上同样的错误呢？
Why would Joshua continue to make the same mistake to send spies?
应该约书亚没有这么样的愚笨呢，他应该会从历史得到教训的。
I don't think Joshua is so foolish as not to learn from history.
所以我们看到他不是在派12个探子，他只是派2个探子。
What we will notice that he does not send 12 spies, but only 2 spies this time.
那可见的他派的探子的意义和目的，要跟以前是有所不同的。
And so this shows that his intent of sending out the spies is actually different from the first time when the 12 spies were sent.
在第三章记载他们过约旦河。
And in chapter 3, it records of the people crossing River Jordan.
那么在第四章记载他们在基甲立约旦河的石头作为纪念。
And then in chapter 4, it records of the people laying down the 12 stones as a memorial in Gilgal.
那么在第五章
And then in chapter 5,
他们过了约旦河要开战之前,
after they crossed the river Jordan and before they started to fight the first battle,
神吩咐以色列人在基甲行割礼,
God commanded the people of Israel to have circumcision in the land of in Gilgal.
行割礼是以神立约，正式做神的子民。
Having circumcision is to have a clear covenant with God that they are God's children.
如果他们生下来就是希伯来人，但是如果他们没有行割礼的话，他们不算是神的子民，甚至要被赶出去的。
By birth, they ought to be descendants of Abraham. But if they do not perform circumcision, they will not be considered the people of God. Instead, they would be driven from the people of God.
So we see that this group in the wilderness for 40 years of growing up, these Israelites are still not circumcised. Although they are called God's children, they are not officially God's children.
So we see that these people who were age 40 and above, who entered into the land of Canaan, although by name they were called the people of God, but they had not actually entered into a covenant with God yet because they were not circumcised.
所以在开战之前，神要他们行割礼，让他们正式成为神的子民。
So before they even fought the battle, they had to undergo circumcision to confirm that they are the people of God.
这个表明了这一个战是神的子民按照神的旨意作战的战争。
And this was to symbolize that these people, they were fighting on behalf of God. And this was a holy battle, a battle for God.
不是一般的人民按照他们自己的意思作战的战争。
And it is not the same as a people of the earth, a tribe on the earth, going forth to fight another people for their own sakes.
同时在开战前，神也向约书亚显现，说明他是来做元帅的。
And at the same time, before they even fought the first battle, God appeared to Joshua and told him that I am the commander of the Lord's army.
这表明了这一场战争是属于神的战争。
And this tells us that this battle is a battle for the Lord.
神亲自做元帅来带领神的子民出战。
God himself is the commander of the army and he is personally leading his army against the enemies.
因为这是一个圣战，这并不是一般的战争。
Because this is a holy war, it is not a human war.
那第二段就是征服迦南地。
The second segment of Joshua is the conquest of the land of Canaan.
那就是从第六章到第十二章。
And that's from chapter 6 until chapter 12.
约书亚他们打了七年的战争。
And so Joshua fought 7 years of battle. Joshua and the people of Israel fought 7 years.
那总共打败了31个王。
And they killed 31 kings.
那可见的他们打了不少的战争。
And so this shows that they had fought many battles.
但是约书亚记里面只是特别记载四大战争。
But the book of Joshua only specially records 4 great battles or campaigns.
第六章是耶利哥城之战。
Chapter 6 is the battle against Jericho.
第七跟第八章是爱城之战。
Chapter 7 and chapter 8 is the battle against the city of Ai.
第九跟第十章是南方五王联盟之战。
Chapter 9 and 10 tells us of the southern campaign where there was a union of the southern kings who came together. Chapter 11 and chapter 12 records of the northern campaign because, again, there was a union of the enemies in the north who came together to attack.
其他三个都可以说是个大战呢，但是爱城之战怎么算是一个大战呢？
They claim that the other three battles or campaigns which I mentioned are actually great battles, but the attack on the city of Ai, why did I claim it as an important battle, a great
battle? 其实是一个小城。
Because numerically speaking, the people in Ai was actually very few, it's a small city.
应该说是一个小战，怎么说是四大战争之一？
So it should have been a small battle, but I mentioned it as one of the four great battles.
我们请看第七章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 7.
我们读第三节到第五节。
Verses 3 to 5. Joshua chapter 7, verses 3 to 5. Verse 3. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack. Aye, do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up.There from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they had chased them before the gate as far as Shaparim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water.
当他们去窥探爱城回来报告，这只不过是一个小城。
After spying on the city of Ai, they reported back to Joshua that it's only a small city.
他们说只需要派两三个人去就已经搞定了。
They say, do not have to send everyone else, just send a small group of us, and that is enough to destroy the city.
可见的大家都大有把握，大可放心。
So everyone actually was very confident, they were very assured that victory was theirs.
结果这是一个大意外，也是一个大伤心。
But what we see is that there would be a great, unexpected kind of situation. In fact, it was a great tragedy to the people of Israel.
在第五节记载，众民的心就消化如水。
Verse 5 says that the people, the hearts of the people melted and became like water.
在第六节记载，约书亚跟那些长老们、把灰撒在他们的头上。
And verse 6 tells us that Joshua and the elders, they tore the clothes and they poured ashes on themselves, on their heads.
那是一个最大的悲哀的表现。
And it is a way of showing how lamentable the situation was.
约书亚就求问神，为什么会这样？
Joshua pleaded with God and asked, why did such a thing happen?
那神就告诉他们打败仗的原因。
And God pointed out very clearly to them what was the reason why the people of Israel were defeated.
我们读第十到第十二节。
Verses 10 to 12. Joshua chapter 7, verses 10 to 12. Verse 10.So the Lord said to Joshua, Get up, why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed thing, and have both stolen and deceived. And they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand up before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you destroy the accursed from among you.
因为亚干的犯罪，神不跟他们同在。
Because of the sin of Achan, God no longer was with the people of Israel.
所以他们就打败战了。
And hence the people of Israel were defeated.
当他们听从神的话，把罪恶除去以后。
But when the people of Israel obeyed God's command to remove the sinful things, the accursed things,
他们就打胜仗了。
Victory was theirs.
所以埃城之战虽然是一个小战，但是对以色列来说，这却是一个很重要的一个警戒。
Although the Battle of Ai seemed to be a small battle, but to the people of Israel, it was indeed a great warning.
所以约书亚把埃城之战也列为跟其他三大战争一起为四大征战。
Which is why Joshua also considered this as equal to or in terms of significance as significant as the other battles which they fought, the other three.
好，那么在南方五王联盟的战争的时候。
And when you talk about the southern kings coming together to fight,
那边特别记载了欺骗人，他们以诡计来欺骗以色列人，跟他们立和平的条约。
There was a special mention of the Gibeonites, these people who purposely tricked the people of Israel into making a covenant of peace with them.
可见的敌人不一定是用刀剑来攻击我们的。
So this tells us that the lesson is that the enemy need not fight with us with sword and spear.
敌人也是会用诡计来迷惑我们的。
The enemy would also use schemes to trick us, to deceive us.
所以保罗勉励我们不要再做小孩子。
Which is why Paul encourages us not to be like children, not to remain as children.
免得中了人家的诡计和欺骗的法术，就随从各样的异端飘来飘去了。
Lest we be deceived and tossed to and fro by the various teachings.
同时也特别记载了神行的一个大神迹。
And at the same time, there was also a record of God's special miracle, great miracle.
那就是叫日月停止，不急速下落。
Which was to stop the sun and the moon from moving, from coming down or going up.
大约有一日之久。
And it took, there was about a day's length when the moon and the sun was remained where they were.
对不信的人来说，
So to unbelievers,
这是不合科学的，也是不可能的事。
This is not something that is scientific and it is impossible.
但是对信主的人来说，
But to believers,
这是神的大能，这是一个空前绝后的大神迹。
This is the power of God, and it is a miracle that has never been seen and will be rarely seen in the future.
那约书亚记的第三段，那就是分配迦南地了。
Now the third segment of the book of Joshua is the division of the land of Canaan.
那就是从13章到24章。
That's from chapter 13 all the way to chapter 24.
你看到约书亚记有一半的内容就是记载他们分地的事情。
So you will notice that half of the content of the book of Joshua is recording the division of the land to the tribes of Israel.
通常我们读到这个地方我们就会跳过的。
Usually when we read until this part, what we do next is to skip the passages.
没有跳过，我们也是一扫而过就算了。
If we do not skip them, then we will just briefly scan through them, and that's it.
因为你读起来真的觉得很枯燥，没有什么意思。
Because when you read it, it really seems to be very dry, and you cannot find any meaning from them.
但是你想起来是有意思的，也是有趣的。
But if you think a little deeper, you will find that it is truly meaningful and there are a lot of interesting things you will realize.
比如说分地要怎么样才公平？
Take for example, how can one be fair when you divide the land?
那要怎么样才叫做合理？
And how is the division of land reasonable?
如果你有很多财产要分给好几个孩子的话，
If you have a lot of children and you need to then divide your land amongst many children,
那你就知道什么叫做难分难舍了。
Then you will realize how difficult it is to divide your inheritance. You know how difficult it is to really be fair in your division.
当时分地的时候啊，就有一个支派跳出来呱呱叫说这不公平。
And at the time when the land was being divided, there was a particular tribe which raised some noise because they felt that it was unfair for them.
知道是哪一个支派吗？
You know what tribe raised this complaint?
知道为什么这个支派他凭什么这么大声的呱呱叫呢？
And do we know the reason why or in, how come this tribe could be so daring to raise this kind of complaint?
分地的时候发生了纠纷。
During the division of land, there would be some disputes, some arguments.
那么作为领袖的，你要怎么样来解决这一些纠纷？
So as a leader, how would you then resolve these disputes?
今天我们教会这个大家庭也一样会产生各种各样的纠纷。
They, because we are a church, we are a big family, that will definitely be disputes.
那我们要怎么样来解决这一些问题？
And how do we resolve disputes amongst brethren?
那我们就要学习约书亚的领导智慧了。
Then we must learn from the wisdom of how Joshua was a leader.
看他怎么样面对这一些纠纷，怎么样来解决这一些纠纷。
How he was able to face all these different disputes and how he was able to resolve these issues.
在约书亚记十二个支派分配土地的时候，
When the land was being divided amongst the 12 tribes.
十二支派里面的但支派，它是有份分的这个土地的。
The 12 tribes of the 12 tribes then was also given the land.
但是在启示录谈到十二个支派。得救的人数的时候，
But in Revelation, when we read of the number of those who were saved,
但支派竟然不在里面了。
You'll notice that the tribe of Dan would not be existing amongst that list in Revelation.
那到底是什么原因没有了但支派的份呢？
So what?Must have happened to cause the tribe of Dan to be removed from the list of those who were saved.
是不是跟在这里的分地的事情有关联？
Is it linked to the division of the land in the book of Joshua?
那这些问题我们以后才来谈呢。
These are questions that we can discuss in the future.
十三章到第十九章是记载十二支派他们个人所分得的土地。
Chapter 13 to chapter 19 tells us of the various tribes and what pieces or parcels of land they were supposed to inherit.
那二十章是特别记载他们按照神的吩咐设立这个逃城。
And then in chapter 20, we see a special mention of God instituting the cities of refuge.
设立逃城的目的是要让那些误杀的人可以有一个避难之处。
The reason why you want to institute cities of refuge is so that people who commit manslaughter have a place to run to be safe.
杀人是死罪。
Those who kill, the penalty is death.
但不是所有的杀人都是死罪。
But not everyone who kills a person actually is supposed to die because of their sin.
有时候杀了人，那是意外的误杀。
Sometimes it is unintentional, so it is manslaughter, it is not murder.
那他就可以逃避报仇人的追杀，逃进逃城里面了。
And so this person can flee from the avenger of blood, the person who's trying to avenge the people, the person who died, and this man, person who committed manslaughter can run to the city of refuge.
这是神的怜悯和神的公义。
This is God's mercy as well as God's righteousness or justice.
好，那在21章就记载利未人所得到的城。
Then in chapter 21, records of the cities which the Levites, were supposed to be given.
我们知道利未人是没有分配产业的。
We know that the people of Levi, the tribe of Levi, were not supposed to receive any inheritance.
神就是他们的产业。
Because God is their inheritance.
所以神就吩咐十二个支派，他们每一个支派要献出四座城来给这些利未人。
Which is why God instructed that every other tribe have to give up four cities to be given to the Levites, for them to live in.
所以利未支派总共得到48座城。
So the tribe of Levi in the end received 48 cities in all.
所以他们结果比好多个支派所得的城更多。
So in reality what they received in terms of the number of cities is actually much more than the other tribes. Some of the tribes.
那其中有六座城是做逃城。
And amongst the 48 cities, six of them were to be cities of refuge.
那为什么逃城是从利未人的48座城里面选出来呢？
Why was it that the cities of refuge was then only chosen, six of them were chosen from the 48 cities of the Levites?
因为利未人他们是侍奉神的。
Because the Levites, they were servants of God.
他们除了从事宗教的活动以外
，apart from participating in service or the religious work，
他们的责任也是要帮助以色列人来学习神的律法。
The duty was also to teach the people of Israel the law of God。
所以他们是被人尊敬，也被人信任的。
So they were respected by people, they were trusted by people。
而且在十二个支派当中，他们算是中立的。
And amongst the 12 tribes, you can consider them to be the middle ground, the yeah, I guess.
而且他们的城又散居在十二个支派里面。
And their tribes were distributed amongst the 12 tribes.
所以选他们的城作为逃城，那是最恰当。
Which is why it is most suitable that amongst the 48 cities, six of them would be chosen to be cities of refuge.
那么在22章里面记载两个支派他们因为住这个祭坛所引起的纠纷。
Then in chapter 22, it records of the 2.5 tribes because they built an altar, and this led to, I guess, a dispute between, the two sides.
这个纠纷差一点引起十二个支派的内战和分裂。
And this, dispute almost led into a civil war, infighting between brethren.
这么大的危机到最后它是如何和平解决的呢？
And in such a great crisis, how was it ultimately so peacefully resolved?
这是我们要特别留意的一个地方。
This is also another area we must specially pay attention to.
那23跟24章那就是约书亚最后的勉励。
Chapters 23 and chapter 24 would be the final encouragement of Joshua.
那特别是对信仰的重新肯定。
And it was a special reaffirmation of the Israelites' faith.
约书亚对以色列人说
Joshua said to the people of Israel,
若是以为侍奉耶和华不好今天你们就可以选择你们所要侍奉的。
You challenge them that if you think that it is not right for you to serve God, then choose whom you will serve today.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
约书亚这句话是我们大家都熟悉的话。
I believe these are very famous words which we are all familiar with.
但是我们是不是像约书亚一样来肯定这句话？
But what's more important is, are we like Joshua to affirm these words?
约书亚记最后一个小段，那就是记载约书亚的安葬。
Now, the last part, the last segment of Joshua would be the record of Joshua being buried.
那这就是约书亚记的简单介绍。
And so this is a simple introduction to the book of Joshua.
那接下来一些时间我来讲约书亚记的重要性。
So because I still some time, I'll continue on to talk about the other thing, which is the importance of the book of Joshua.
约书亚记在旧约圣经历史是特别重要的一个部分。
The book of Joshua is a very important part of the Old Testament history.
特别重要，因为它是摩西五经的序局和总结。
It is particularly important because it seems to be a conclusion of the five books of Moses.
摩西五经第一卷创世纪的主题可以说是人的罪过。
So in the first book of Moses, Genesis, when we talk about creation, it also reminds us or tells us about the sin of man.
第二卷出埃及记的主题可说是人的救赎。
Then Exodus, the theme of Exodus can be that of the salvation or the deliverance of man.
第三卷利未记的主题是分别为圣。
And the third book, which is Leviticus, the theme is to be consecrated, to separate the holy from the unholy.
第四卷民数记的主题是信仰路程。
And the theme for Numbers, the fourth book, is actually the journey of faith.
第五卷生命记的主题是遵行神道。
And the fifth book, which is Deuteronomy, the theme is to keep God's commandments.
约书亚记的主题就是承受基业。
And the sixth book, Joshua, is the receiving of the inheritance, the inheriting the inheritance.
可见的，如果没有约书亚记，摩西五经就不完全了。
So without the book of Joshua, the Pentateuch, the first five books would not be complete.
所以约书亚记跟摩西五经的关系，那就好像使徒行传跟四福音书的关系一样。
So the relationship between Joshua and the Pentateuch is just like the Acts of the Apostles to the Gospels, the four Gospels.
四福音书如果没有使徒行传的介系，
If the four Gospels is not continued on by the Acts of the Apostles,
主的救恩就不完全。
Then the salvation grace of God is not complete.
因为你看不到主应许的圣灵降临。
Because you do not see the promised Holy Spirit coming upon men.
看不到主应许要建立的教会实现。
And we do not see God's promise of Him establishing the kingdom of God, the church.
摩西五经如果没有约书亚记的介系，
So if Joshua does not continue from the five books of Moses,
神的拯救也不完全。
God's salvation is not complete.
因为你看不到神的应许实现。
Because you do not see or you do not read of the promise of God being fulfilled.
你看不到神的子民承受神应许之地的这个事实。
Do not see as a fact that the people of Israel finally receiving the promised land.
神借着摩西的手带领以色列人出埃及。
God through the hands of Moses led the people out of Egypt.
从此脱离了奴隶的辖制。
And from henceforth they actually were delivered from the life of slavery.
的手带领以色列人进迦南。
Now Joshua's hands led the people into the land of Canaan.
从此得享神应许之迦南美地。
So that the people can receive the inheritance, which is the land flowing with milk and honey, the promised land of Canaan.
这是神救赎计划里面的两大部分。
And this is God's salvation, the two parts of God's salvation plan.
如果只有出埃及，没有进迦南。
If there is only the Exodus, but there is no entry into the land of Canaan,
那救赎就不算完全。
Then salvation grace is not complete.
今天我们在信仰的得救路程，也如同约书亚记和摩西五经的主题一样。
So today, when we think about our life of faith, it is just the same as the theme in the Pentateuch and the theme of Joshua.
第一，就是要觉悟罪过。
The first is that we must recognize that we have sinned.
第二，就是要蒙主救赎。
The second then must be that we are delivered by God.
第三，就是要分别为圣。
The third then is we must lead a life which is consecrated.
第四就是要走信仰的道路。
And the fourth is then we must walk this journey of faith.
第五就是要遵行神道。
And the fifth is to keep God's commandments.
最后就是承受基业。
And the sixth or the final is to receive the promises of God.
不能够承受天上的基业。如果到最后不能够承受天上的基业，
You are unable to ultimately receive the inheritance in heaven.
那保罗说，那就比不信的人更加可怜了。
Then Paul tells us that we are worse off than the unbelievers.
因此约书亚记对我们来说也是一本特别重要的书。
Which is why the book of Joshua is such an important book to us.
它记在历史事迹，但它却不是历史书。
It records of historical events, but it is not a historical book.
虽然约书亚记在我们的圣经分类啊，是属于历史书了。
Although in the way we divide the Bible, we often say that the book of Joshua is one of the historical books.
可是在犹太人的希伯来文圣经里面啊，它是属于前先知书。
But the way in which the Hebrew Bible sectionalizes the Bible, the book of Joshua belongs to what is known as the former prophets.
他们的前先知书还包括了四世纪。撒母耳记和列王记。
And their former prophets includes Judges, Samuel, as well as the Kings.
这些书的内容其实都是历史性的。
And all the content of these books, yes, they do record things about history.
但却是从先知的观点来写成的。
But they actually come from the angle or the perspective of the prophets, and is written.In such a manner.
所以这些书它不是单单记录历史的事迹。
So these books do not merely record the events in history.
更是记录神在历史中的踪迹。
But also records of God's footprints, his mark in history.
让人从历史的事迹中看见神奇妙的作为。
That people can through history see the wondrous workings of God.
看见神对人的拯救和对人的审判。
You see God's salvation to some people and God's punishment on others.
叫人因此要悔改，敬畏神而归向神。
To teach people to repent and to turn to God, to fear Him.
更重要的是听见神在历史中跟他的子民说话。
And more importantly, we must be able to see that God was speaking to the people, through history.
而且神所说的话在历史中都一一应验了。
And all the words which God has spoken in history have come to pass one by one.
我们请看约书亚记的二十一章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 21.
我们读四十三节到四十五节。
Verses 43 to 45. Joshua chapter 21, verses 43 to 45. Verse 43. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and he took possession of it and dwelt in it. The Lord gave them rest all around according to all that he had sworn to their fathers, and not a man of all the enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass.
约书亚记就是记在以色列人征服迦南地的历史。
So the book of Joshua records of the history of the people conquering Canaan.
这个历史就是见证神从前向他们列祖启示所应许的一切话都已经应验了。
And this history shows clearly that whatever God had promised their forefathers, they actually came to pass.
当年神应许亚伯拉罕他的后裔要承受迦南地为业。
When God promised to Abraham that his descendants would inherit the land of Canaan,
并且要成为一个大国。
And that they would become a great nation.
从亚伯拉罕一个人成为一个民族，这是一个可能的事实。
From one man, Abraham, to becoming a people, this is, yes, a possibility.
可是要从一个小民族要成为一个大国，这是不可思议的。
But from a small people to become a great nation, now this is something very unimaginable.
尤其是我们看见以色列民族他们在埃及是做奴隶的。
Especially when we read of the history of the people of Israel becoming slaves in Egypt.
而且在埃及做了四百年的奴隶他们都没有能力翻身。
And for 400 years, they were slaves in Egypt. They could not overthrow the Egyptians.
这样的一个奴隶的小民族怎么有能力来脱离强大的埃及去建立他们的国呢
How can such a weak people who were slaves of Egypt be able to overcome them, leave from them and establish their own strong kingdom?
这是不可能实现的梦想
It is an impossible dream.
但是约书亚记见证前后经过大约700多年神实现了他的应许
But the book of Joshua tells us, and after about 700 years, God fulfilled his promise.
这个事实不但对他们的意义重大。
And this fact, not only is it significant to them,
对我们的意义更加的重大。
It is all the more significant to us today.
因为神的应许不单是亚伯拉罕的后裔要成为大国。
Because God'spromise is not only for Abraham's descendants to become a great nation.
还包括了地上万国都要因为亚伯拉罕的后裔得福。
It also includes the promise that all the people of the earth will be blessed through the descendants of Abraham.
保罗在加拉太书第三章十六节说
Paul in Galatians chapter 3 verse 16 says,
神不是说众子孙只做许多人。
God did not
说你那一个子孙只做一个人，那就是基督。
Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say and to seeds as to a many, but as of one, and to your seed who is Christ.
在第二十九节说明。
And verse 29 says,
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
所以我们因为耶稣基督，我们成为亚伯拉罕属灵的子孙。
So through Jesus Christ, we have now become descendants of Abraham.
我们可以承受神应许的产业。
And hence we are able to receive the promised inheritance of God.
所以约书亚记所记载的进攻迦南地、承受迦南地的历史。是我们信仰上的一个借鉴。
So the book of Joshua recording how the people conquered Canaan, how they entered into Canaan, this is, there are lessons for us.
他们的成功是我们要追求的。
Their success is what we must also pursue after.
他们的失败是我们要警戒的。
Their failures are warning to us.
因为我们也是要得到天上更美的基业。
Because our lot is to receive this better inheritance in the kingdom of heaven.
我们也要打那个美好的战。
And we also have to fight this beautiful fight, the good fight.
因此我们要以先知的眼光来读约书亚记。
But we must read the book of Joshua with the eyes of that of the prophets.
那我们就不会认为约书亚记是一个枯燥的历史。
Then we will no longer think that the book of Joshua is just very dry history.
其实它是一个生命征战的历程。
But actually, it is a battle, a fight for life. It is a record of how life is won.
让我们打完这美好的战，我们就可以承受天上更美的基业了。
That when we have fought the good fight, we too can also receive that more beautiful inheritance in heaven.
所以我们要用一点心来学习约书亚记的教训。
So let us put in some of our effort to learn from the teachings of the book of Joshua.
因为神借着他的仆人写下约书亚记的历史来教训我们。
Because God, through his servant, recorded down this history as a lesson for us.
叫我们用这些教训来教导我们自己和我们的儿女。
To teach us that these lessons are for not only for ourselves, but also for us to teach to our children.
教我们如何遵守神的命令。
Teach us how we ought to keep the commandments of God.
教我们怎么样面对信仰的征战。
And to teach us how we have to face the battles of our faith.
承受属灵的迦南美地。
To teach us also how we ought to finally receive the inheritance, which is the land of Canaan.
那我们今天晚上的
So I think our service will be ending here. Shall we sing the closing hymn, hymn 59? Let us rise to sing hymn 59. 我们起立唱诗59首。